This is Health Matters, reporting on the health of Indigenous peoples before conquest and subjugation.
Extensive field work has provided data that clearly prove Indigenous diets deliver robust health. Examples abound. Take birthing among Indigenous women. A physician in charge of a medical facility at the Six River Reservation in Ontario reported a dramatic change that occurred during his 28 years there. In his early years, normal deliveries usually took place without his help. In later years, the hospital was largely needed for treating young Indian women experiencing abnormal childbirth.
The increase in birthing problems in Alaska was noted by another physician. Over 36 years working among the Eskimos, he had never once arrived in time to witness or assist in a normal birth by women who still lived under traditional conditions. But the generation of Eskimo women whose parents ate a Western diet began to experience very difficult births. Many were carried to his hospital after several days of labor.
The same physician, Dr. Romig, reported that he'd never seen a case of malignant disease among truly traditional Eskimos and Indians. He found that acute problems requiring surgery on the gallbladder, kidney, stomach, or appendix, for example, were rare to non-existent.
Other observers of Eskimos over the 20th century confirmed the basic findings. 1. When they were switched to a modern diet, they become diseased. And 2. When they contracted diabetes, heart disease, or other problems associated with a Western diet, they are often cured by adding raw meat, fish, or milk to their diet.
Dr. Ronig also found that large numbers of modernized Eskimos and Indians came down with tuberculosis, a progressive disease that often proved fatal when the patients remained under modern living conditions. He began to recommend that they return to their traditional living conditions and a traditional diet. He found that the death rate was much lower for those who were able to do so.
Reliance on raw animal products among traditional people happens in various parts of the world. And not just traditional people. The national dish of Lebanon is made with raw lamb and crushed wheat. Raw animal foods contribute to robust health because they contain enzymes that are lost in cooking, enzymes that are highly beneficial to digestion.
A tribe in northern Kenya requires its warriors to eat an exclusive diet of raw milk and meat for 20 years, starting at the age of 14. The only exception allowed was a tree bark tea. They ate milk for 3 days and meat for 1 day. This fat-rich diet baffled the cholesterol alarmists, but there it is. Another Kenya tribe drinks about 7 quarts of rich milk a day. Their diet is 60% saturated fat, yet the average warrior weighs about 135 pounds.
These tribes, which have been studied extensively, had found remarkable little heart disease, constantly normal blood pressure, no obesity whatsoever, a complete absence of gout, and no incident of both types of arthritis. As for cholesterol, the average tribal child has a cholesterol value of 138. The average American child has a 202 cholesterol value.
John Lame Deer, a full-blooded Sioux born 114 years ago on the Rosebud Reservation in South Dakota, gave this account of how his people ate.
We always had plenty of food for everybody. Knuckle bread, beef, dried meat, we called papa, and wasana, which was meat pounded together with berries and kidney fat. Wasana kept a man going a whole day.
Lame Deer remembered gorging on duck fat and eating the guts of buffalo. Those guts were full of half-fermented, half-digested herbs and grass, and so provided plentiful amounts of vitamins.
The stories of the health once enjoyed by Indigenous people are legend. The question is, what's the takeaway for us, living as we do in post-millennial America and relying on supermarkets for our food?
That doesn't mean we don't have choices. There are local farm markets. It's still possible to eat wild game and wild salmon, on occasion anyway. Some of us have the option of growing our own fruits and vegetables, maybe raising a few chickens for fresh eggs, and even a few ducks for roasting.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potent, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Nation Richards, Tashana Moon, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.